All right, welcome members. Adam plugging in here for the Night Watch podcast on Sunday, the 7th of August, 2022. Hope you guys are doing fine out there and in just crazy times indeed as we move forward into 22. Everything's up on the website, crazfiles.com. And as always, thank you so much for your ongoing support. I can't keep that website up and running without you guys, without some support. Thank you so much to some of the members who are putting in some extra payments through the donate tab. You guys are awesome. That's just absolutely amazing. What can I say? Thanks so much. It means the world to me. So thank you so much. You guys are great. As great to have you on deck. Here as we move through the storm, as we navigate through the storm, and you know, to better and calmer and clearer waters on the other side. Bit to go through tonight. Everything's up on the website. Enjoy. Contact me anytime, of course. Difficult this week. My little one, my daughter, has been vomiting the last fair few nights. I think it's maybe salmonella poisoning because she had these like tadpoles that she was growing, and you know, it's fun for the kids to do that. We've got some containers, and they're turning into the froggies, and we wanted to release them out, and the water was just like tar. It's disgusting, and I think she may have got that in her mouth. That's the only thing I could think of, because she was fine and then just went down, and she's just been vomiting, and it's so it's a difficult process, man. Boy, I couldn't get on with Johnny Cerucci this morning. There's no way I could do that. I'm just exhausted, so I can come on here tonight. She's feeling better, so that's okay. Just having some dry biscuits and things like that, and so that's good. But I think the other morning she was started vomiting about 3 a.m, you know, and missed the towels and the sheets that I had there. And you have to get up at like 3 a.m. and change all the bedding, and it just goes everywhere. It's pretty tiring as a parent. I know all parents with, you know, that go through this. It's one of those things, but it makes you stronger. But she's okay now. But it's been funny, you know. And today, like a couple of times last week, because I've got an iMac computer that I use, and a couple of times the mouse, and it's a wireless mouse. I don't know why I use this fucking shit, but I have it. It came with the computer, and the keyboard's been good, but I have that plugged in, and everything. But the mouse, it just freezes all the time. It's crazy. It just keeps freezing. So I had to go and get one today. And so the members helped me to do all this stuff. And I got some new another headset to do my podcasting in the day. And this is just great to have you guys and your support. I'm able to go and get these little gadgets and things I need to continue the podcast. But I've been a bit tough this week. Boy. Man. It's really... But I'm here, and we continue forward, and that's okay. I feel pretty funny actually this afternoon going to the shops. I'm not seeing really any masks, which is a good thing. Just a couple of fucking idiots, zealots, who are refusing to take those fucking things off their heads. They're refusing. But I'm looking around. I was driving around. I went to the local mall thing this afternoon, and pretty good, really. Very few masks. I don't think really anyone is, just a couple of morons. And so pretty good. Even watching some of the buses going around, there doesn't seem to be really anyone wearing them anymore. It's so that's good to see. I guess I just can't stand them. It was funny because, you know, with the little one vomiting in the night, I had to go and get my Alduna cleaned, you know, at a laundromat place where they do that. And because I can't fit it in our washing machine, it's just too big. I had to take it there the other day, and it's like $35. Fucking hell, man. And, you know, I go into this place in this laundromat with this crazy Chinese woman that looks like a mad scientist with goggles and buck teeth. And I left it there and she said, is it $35? $35? I'm like, oh, shit, because I only had $20 and I had to go quickly to the bank. Guess what? There's no fucking banks anymore. There's no ATMs. They're all gone. And this is the area that I grew up in. And I know where all the ATMs are. So I was like, okay, that one's gone. That one's gone. This one's gone. Hang on. There's an arcade down there and that's always been there. It's gone. Then, funnily enough, I was on the Kraz chat on Telegram and someone up there put information up that all the ATMs and the bank branches are disappearing. And they really are. They really are. They're disappearing, man. I remember years ago, just there were so many ATMs and they were like phone boxes everywhere, you know, and just so many, you know, like if you were out on the weekend or out somewhere, you know, and you needed some quick cash, you could just walk around a corner and up an alley and there's a cash machine. Now they're just disappearing. They're disappearing. It's amazing. And another thing also, like if you're booking things in Sydney to do on the weekend, if you're booking things online, like to, you know, I don't, I'm just saying, like if you're booking things to go out around Sydney and do things, go to the aquarium or the zoos and things like that, is like you've got to book everything online now. They won't let you actually just walk through and pay on the day. And on their websites, it's actually got a dollar sign with a cross through it. You know, so we can see as part of the Great Reset and the Agenda 2030, how fast they're taking our cash now. Really quick, man. And people think they're going to take away cash like overnight. They're not going to do that. They're phasing it out. And being out today, everyone's just using tap and go cards, you know, using their cards. So, you know, you just don't see cash anymore. It's amazing. And it's really, really insane. Yeah. Anyway, as always, thanks for you guys for your not just your support and helping me to continue here and keep the website up and running, but for being on the website and listening to these podcasts. I'm going to have to tighten up my schedule a little bit. I've had to tighten up my schedule a little bit when I'm talking to American guests on the weekends because I can't be here on the weekends, especially as we head into summer till like midday or whatever. I the weekends are kind of family time and, I've been doing some long ones and I've been here till nearly lunch trying to get it up and stuff and that's just not okay and I'm getting in a bit of trouble. Understandably, I'm getting in a bit of trouble, the thing is, and I know a lot of people probably use, you know, like they say this, but I honestly, my intentions are good. I have a good heart, but I get myself in trouble a lot, and I understand that that's the thing, you know, I'm not making a living from this. And so I've got to work in the week and we're so busy and we're doing things and there's so many things to do and stuff. And I'm going to have to tighten my schedule up. It's better, you know, I figure if I tighten things up, because American guests are the most difficult for me. With the times, Australian, UK, and some others are quite good because I can do it now. And this is when I'm the little one's gone to bed, you know, and everyone's fed, and I can have some gin and sit down here and get the juices flowing, and I'm in my zone, and everything works, and I've got my computer here, I've got everything where it needs to be. But in the day, in the mornings, it's a bit hard, but these guests that I get on from the US, they're very important, and they're really good shows. So, and sometimes I have to do them on my phone with a headset that I got today. So, it's good that I got another one of those. And so I just got to tighten things up a little bit for those kinds of podcasts, make them no more than 90 minutes, and I got to do it like quite early. So then I can do that in the morning, I'm done, save it, put it on my desktop, and then we can go out and enjoy our day and be outside, you know, because in summer we're at the beach all day here, you know, and get out with a little one and go outside, you know. I don't want to be in front of the computer, it's not healthy, it's not good for my mind, you know. You know, but it can bog you down and consume you, so you got to be a little bit careful, and I've got to manage my time, because it's better than not doing any content, you know, so I want to continue to do more podcasts and keep it all going, but I just need to tighten things up and get up a little bit earlier, make sure that's done, and we can keep going. So it can be done, but it's I'm juggling balls, juggle. It's fucking crazy today, man. We went to this lake area on the beach, and it was quite cold, and just to have a coffee and stuff, and we're sitting there, and there's this kind of sand dunes going down. There was these families there, and the water's quite deep there, and there was this Chinese people. These Chinese people, you know, they fit perfectly into complex city environments, or, you know, and with technology and everything like that, in big cities and shops and in you know, like this kind of thing. But when you put them out in nature, they're like aliens. They're like fish out of water. They just, have you seen the Chinese walking around? They're a classic. You see them walking around Sydney on the beaches and around the parks, and they're just dressed so funny. They're like imposters. They're like Chinese Mr. Beans, you know what I mean? They've got these weird hats on and these weird collared shirts and shoes, and they're just stumbling around. They just look so out of place. And there was these Chinese people there, and the woman there, she's fully clothed. She's got a cap on. She's got a phone. She wouldn't get off the phone. She's got these glasses and a bag and everything. And the guy was there, which I'm assuming was the husband. And this little quirky boy with glasses on was trying to stand on the boogie board in the water, and it was quite deep, and he was just hopeless. And we were sitting there just staring at them, you know, and the boy fell over quite, it was very awkward, and he went kind of under, and he couldn't swim or anything, and he was struggling like he was in a washing machine. And the husband was filming it on his phone the whole time. He didn't go and grab the boy, and he couldn't get the right way up. And so the woman tried to go and help him, and the husband was, the Chinese guy, he was filming. He was filming it, and then the woman tried to help the boy, and she fell into the water fully clothed with her phone and everything, and her glasses and shoes, and he was filming, and he kept filming, and she was struggling, and she got the boy out onto the sandbank and pulled herself up, and he was filming them. He never, ever once helped his wife or his child out of the water. He just filmed them on his phone. I couldn't believe it. I was just sitting there shaking my head in disbelief. You know how many times I've seen these Chinese people with surfboards? Because I grew up surfing and I'm a good swimmer, you know, and I've just watched them in the swells when there's quite big swells, and they're trying to go out and they can't even sit on a board, and they get sucked over onto the rocks, and you're just like, oh my God, these people. They're really quirky, aren't they, and crazy, and it was unbelievable. And there was another family today. There was another family with these two young boys who were just screaming, saying, "I hate you, don't touch me." They were screaming at the dad, and then eventually he left, and they were in the car park, and they were nude under the shower, and they were screaming, they were refusing to go, running away. It was such a strange day. It was such a strange day. Just a slightly different reality from normal. Like a time zone shift. Very weird day. Boy, these Chinese are weird. What the hell are they thinking? I was in Aldi supermarket the other day just getting a couple of things. And it was really weird because all the people working there were Chinese. And they were so fucking rude. It was really weird. I was like, hang on, this is a German supermarket chain. And everybody working here is are Chinese. It's like all the deliveries that come, and I'm looking around, it's just Chinese. The future is Chinese. I mean, how can you fucking escape these bastards? There's a billion of them. Jesus, weepers, they're everywhere. They're real survivors, aren't they? They're like cockroaches. They're everywhere. They survive so well, you know, in these places. They own these bakeries around here, and it's just they got these like cake shops and pie bakeries, you know, and it's just the worst food you can possibly imagine. You know what I mean? It's because you have these nice bakeries with nice pies and custard tarts and things like that, and people sell them and the Chinese buy them up, but they don't know how to bake. They're terrible bakers, and they buy these bakeries, and it gives you a stomach ache how bad it is. It's just terrible. All they know how to do is Chinese food. You know, and anything else, but they buy these fish and chip shops up and these takeaway stores and milk bars and bakeries, and it's just terrible food. I don't know what's going on in this country. I look at some of these shops around Sydney and around the beaches where the prices are so high, and these shops, and you're thinking, that's a gold mine. Like, if you were able to afford to buy a shop or move in there and just have good coffee and make some good food, you would make a killing. And it's just the Chinese are buying it, and they just don't know what they're doing, and they ruin everything, and it's terrible. Oh, my goodness me. Jeez. Anyway, sorry for the rant, folks. Oh, my goodness me. What a quirky and strange day we had today. Very weird day. It just kind of didn't fit. So I need a couple of belts of spirits, and then I'll sit down here, and then I think I can make things fit a little bit more. What a strange day. Sometimes I walk out the door in the morning, as I always say, it's kind of like I've opened the door, and I'm in a twilight fucking zone. It's unbelievable. These people are really crazy. When I go outside or I go anywhere and I see someone wearing a surgical mask, I'm in the twilight zone. These people are absolutely crazy. The other day, when I was just telling you about the doona that I had to take to the quirky Chinese lady with the goggles and the buck teeth. $35. I walked past this arcade where there were shops. You have to be in Australia to understand this one. There was this Golo. There's this shop. It's called Golo, and it's like a dollar store, you know, and everything in there is just crap. It's all just Chinese rubbish. So basically you walk around the store, and there's all these things, and you just don't even have to touch them, and they just shatter into a million pieces all over the floor, and you're trying to pick it up off the carpet. And I walked past her there. There's a guy in there with a mask on, and a surgical mask on. And he's looking at the bells and whistles, you know, whatever it is. And I just, these people are insane. They're refusing to take the masks off. So even if God comes down to planet Earth and lands in front of them with his robes and his sandals, and he says, it's all over. The COVID psyop is finished. You no longer have to wear the mask. Move on with your life. It is finished, my son. They will still wear those fucking masks. They're never going to take them off. It's unbelievable. They're continuing with them. They're continuing. These stubborn people, they're not going to take them off. They're not going to. I don't give a shit. I don't care. They can do whatever they want. I'm just reporting on it. I think they're fucking weird. They're still driving around in cars with masks on. They're still walking around with masks on. They're refusing. They're walking around the streets with masks on. Crazy times, folks. Crazy times. Sorry for ranting. Anyway, going back to the bank thing, let me know what you're seeing anyway. And I picked up, where is it? Did it save? I think it did. Oh, typical. Hang on, let me get it up. It was from Ethan at Tot News Australia. Using a terrible Logitech wired mouse. And it's a piece of shit. And I had to go to JB Hi-Fi this afternoon with these sarcastic, maggots in there. They're so nasty. Oh, it's like I'm young and so cool, and I work in JB Hi-Fi. I'm just too good to speak to anybody. But I pretty much know technology, so I can get everything myself. I don't even want to speak to them. Narcissists. you know? And I had to go and get this piece of shit. And the thing is, as I said before, these wireless mouse, the Apple ones, they fail on me all the time. I've got about bloody five of them here and they don't work anymore. And I couldn't find anything that you could just fucking plug into the computer. So, you know, I couldn't even shut down the computer the other week two times because the mouse froze. Now, what do I do when I've got a wireless mouse and it's not working anymore and the computer's frozen? I can't even turn the computer off or go into the settings to look at the Bluetooth. There's something you can do on the keyboard to get into the Bluetooth, but it doesn't do anything. So I've got to pull the computer cable out and restart it. This is the thing. It's like having a keyless entry into some fancy car, and it doesn't work because you've got to use your fingerprint. How the fuck do you get in there? This is why I don't like this technology, folks. And so two times, I wasn't doing podcasts, thank God, but if I'm doing a podcast like now with a guest and I get like in the middle of the podcast and that mouse freezes on me, I can't do anything. What do I do? So I had to go and buy a plug-in mouse, a fucking plug-in mouse that you can put in the USB input in the computer. There was like one choice. It's all wireless and Bluetooth. Everything is fucking Bluetooth now. Everything. It's really frustrating. I have to go to Gumtree or somewhere and see if I can get some old, Mac plug-in stuff because it's just, I don't trust it. It doesn't work. And I turn it off and on, I shake it around, it doesn't work, it's just frozen. You got it to, and so that's not good for me. So, you know, I got this crappy thing, but I know I can trust it because it's plugged in. It's working fine. It's okay. It's just a bit slippery. Anyway, enough of my problems. It's just, oh boy, you know, technology, huh? Where are we? I'm sure it was Tot News. Let's go back. Maybe it wasn't. There it is. Sorry, guys. Tot News Australia. It was just making me. It was just some, talking about Apple and these passwords and stuff. Apple is planning to get rid of passwords for good. A consortium of companies are working towards eliminating password authentication in favor of biometric passkeys, and Apple will make a major move with the next round of updates. Yeah. And so, interesting, we knew that they were going to go here. Apple's new update. As I said, it's shit. This stuff, you know, it's I don't trust it and it's crap. You know, they're moving so fast with all this technology, but it's just crappy, man. You know what I mean? I want something that I can physically use and control and plug in myself and be in charge of. I don't want this shit that's trying to control me. Because, yeah, it's nice to use for a while and it's nice and fancy and slimline. But A, it's fucking crap and it breaks. And B, you got to buy more all the time and it's not cheap. Apple has unveiled how their passkeys concept will work at the company's 2022 Worldwide Developer Conference. I guess all these Chinese people are sleeping out the front in their sleeping bags. A new biometric sign-in standard that is predicted to finally kill off the password for good. See how they're walking us into this? You know? The company announced this week it will launch passwordless logins across Macs, iPhones, iPads, and Apple TV Apple TV. Give me a break. Who has that? And around September of this year, as part of new updates for the all their devices, I guess, instead of using passwords, customers will be able to log into the websites and apps using passkeys with iOS 16 and Mac OS Ventura. It's the first major real-world shift to password elimination. Interesting. So, in an exclusive interview, Apple VP Darin Adler and Senior Director Kurt Knight said that iOS will allow users to ditch passwords entirely in favor of using Face ID and Touch ID as their new login credentials. Apple's passkeys aren't entirely new. The company first detailed them in 2021's WWDC and started testing them shortly after. 1 year later, they are ready to move on to the concept because the monkeys have been trained into what's coming, so then they just walk you into it. They keep walking people into it. They require, and as I'm saying, they're talking about this shit, and I have an Apple computer, and the mouse doesn't work. It's a piece of shit, and I bought a new one, and they're not cheap. I bought a new one. It wasn't even a year ago. I can't trust the thing. So these fucking nitwits, they can't even make an Apple mouse work, and they're telling me this? You know what I mean? It's just bullshit. God damn. The required information will be stored in an iCloud keychain, of course, allowing customers to be in sync across the devices. So even if you don't have your iPhone on you, you can recover your key using the iCloud keychain. This is what I kept saying, how we're becoming the system. So you will just go into shops and log into things and use all this technology just by thinking. And with this technology being pumped into people and all of that, so it's amazing, isn't it? The company cited password fraud as a major benefit, of course, of this shift, stating that a customer's biometric details, such as a face or a fingerprint, are harder personal variables to hack or steal bullshit. But what about those who are storing and recording the database itself? At the moment, there are also unanswered questions about what happens to your passkeys if you want to ditch Apple's ecosystem for Android or another platform. Despite this, Apple is now working with developers to integrate passkey support into their apps. Apple isn't the only one that wants to eliminate passwords. There you go. Interesting, eh? Well, that's where they're going. What else it say here? Passwords. So although Apple's move is significantly hit modern devices, will significantly hit modern devices, they are not alone in their efforts. The FIDO Alliance, a tech industry group, has been working on the underlying standards needed to ditch passwords for almost a decade, and Apple's passkeys are the company's implementation of these standards. Apple, Google, Microsoft commit to expand support for FIDO standard to accelerate availability of passwordless sign-ins. This is all to do with the fake COVID PSYOP, you know. So you're not touching anything. We were talking about this last year, that they're going to take away all the touching and screens and everything. That's why they're getting rid of the bank machines, because they don't, you know, you're not touching to withdraw your money. We can see exactly where they're going. Exactly where they're going, folks. I talked about this, Pay with a Smile, and the MasterCard biometric purchase system on previous podcasts. Australia's digital ID system will soon get an oversight body, and cross-department digital ID pilot planned for New South Wales. We went over that. So here we go. We can see where they're going, right? 100%. Yeah, anyway, let's have a look at what we have here in the latest breaking news. And did I mention it was Sunday the 7th of August here in Sydney, Australia? I think I did. Hi to all the members who are over on Telegram and posting away. You guys are awesome. Thanks for keeping that small channel active and, you know, just posting so much great info. There's no idiots over there. It's all just really great people and researchers posting lots of great stuff. As same in the Crasfiles members area. If you remember, get into the Crasfiles members area. And there's a great chat room in there. And, you know, have a look at all the great info going up as well. Some folks over on Telegram channel posted this today, which is to be expected. This is the first one that I've saved, or the second one that I've saved, from the dailymail.co.uk. Mainstream media crap, but millions snub their third COVID jab as the booster rollout basically fails in Australia, and the fourth dose take up has flopped. But they're telling you that hospitals are still struggling, but they're not telling you it's because of the jabbed. Millions are snubbing COVID booster shots, with over 30% of the population still not getting the third dose, and all the fourth, so that goes into there. And they're telling you again in the first sentence that hospitals are going to buckle under the pressure. So they're telling you that 30% of the population in Australia don't want any more jabs, they've had enough, but they're also telling you that the hospital system is going to buckle under the pressure. I mean, these fear-mongering fuckwits. It's unbelievable, isn't it? State and federal health authorities are worried the number of Australians getting the third. They're worried? They're worried that they're just not killing people and maiming enough children and ruining people's lives. They're worried that they're not giving people enough heart attacks. They're worried, you see, that the third and fourth doses of the COVID vaccine is plummeting. So, yeah, incredible. That was the article. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler. Where's Greg Hunt? Where'd he go? What rock did he crawl under? Now we've got another one. Give us a look. Mark Butler. Mark Butler. Health Minister. Give us a look. I don't even know who this person is. Mark Butler. Is he the new Health Minister of Australia? Yeah, okay, another guy that looks like Dracula. Yeah. See, he looks like he's going to suck your blood. There you go. Yeah, see, this is the thing with these fucking idiots and their portfolios. This is the thing when these wankers get to a certain level and they get into the government. That's why they just have such a cruisy ride, because they can just swap them around. One minute they're health minister, the next minute they're education ministers, the next minute you're this, they're that, they're a million and one things. And they don't need any background in that. It's because they've been, you know, they've come out of these universities and they've positioned themselves in the government for lots and lots of years. This guy's now a health minister. He doesn't have any background in health. He doesn't know anything about health. But another character that looks like Count Dracula. You know, dead set man, as I said, these people, you know, you could put him in an old Dracula film and they wouldn't need any makeup or any special effects. The director would just say, put this guy in, roll film, let's go. Just put a cape on the guy. Unbelievable. Yeah, another one. Here he is. Unbelievable. No background in health, no idea. He's got the say-so about what millions of people have to do. Incredible. Fucking hell, give me a break. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler. Interesting, he actually says that the vaccine rollout is now flatlining. What an interesting choice of words, huh? Flatlining. So they're bullshitting about virus cases. Apparently here the worst performing state for the boosters and the lowest vaccination rate is Queensland. So good on you Queenslanders, you guys are awesome. Indigenous communities. New South Wales comes after that. Of course, the ACT, Capital Territory in Canberra, they are the most highly vaccinated mob in Australia, and also with the third and fourth and fifth doses. They can't get enough. They got the fucking pyramid on the hill, 666 Radio ABC Canberra, and they do exactly what they're told. And they don't like any protesters going down there because you'll be zapped with microwave weapons as they hide in their houses. What a fucking bunch of wankers you are down there. Go fuck yourselves. Who wants to live in that shithole anyway? Fuck off. That's what I say. Canberra, go to hell. Go and suck up your politicians' asses and with your pyramid on the hill. What a fucking bunch of turkeys you are. Don't help any of us in any way. You're just a bunch of brainwashed fucking zealots. What a shithole. We could get rid of the Capital Territory altogether. We don't need it. It doesn't do anything and there's nothing there. It's a shithole. It's all fake. Right? All the housing communities and all their fake waterways and everything's fake. You know? It's like in China or in Asia or Philippines or something when they model these big developments in these cities and they have like these they have this big big model set out and they, you know, all the guys in the suits stand around, they look at the model, it's like that. It's just fake. It's fake. Beautiful country, but the place is fake and I don't like it. And I don't like those people there. I don't recognize them as Australians at all. If there's anyone that actually understands what I'm saying here, pack your stuff, pack your bags and fucking get out of there because it's a shithole. It really is. What a shithole that is. Of course they are. Of course they're the most highly jabbed. And who's going to have the most fake cases? What a joke, huh? But anyway, I guess what can you say here, folks? I guess at least Australians in general, not down that place, but I mean, I guess in general, they're waking up a little bit and they're starting to think, you know, I'm not getting any more of these jabs. You know what? When people start eating bugs for dinner, I don't know if I can do this anymore. You know? Because, you know, as they eat the bugs, you know? You take the vaccines. So, if you take the vaccines, then you eat the bugs. If they took the fucking vaccines, then they're gonna eat the bugs. We're not. You're not. But they will. They're gonna eat the bugs. Honestly. If it comes down to the point where I go out in the day and people are eating bugs on plates, I'm fucking done. I'm done. And if I can get off this planet, I will get off this planet. I can't. There's no way I can stand that. If I see people eating crawly, creepy bugs, just that is it. But you know what? Looking at these fucking people in masks with nappies, diapers, full of shit on their face, on their faces, and obeying every single fucking ridiculous Simon Says law in the book for this COVID con and everything that I've seen around me and what they're doing and how they're acting with their rubbing their hands like crazy crickets and their sanitizers and their masks and their jabs and everything. I mean, are you telling me that they're not going to sit down to a plate full of maggots and cockroaches and fucking beetles and this? Huh? Of course they are. If I see that, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. But you know what? I can see it. I can feel it coming. People don't understand. There was a news piece on the other night. I think I mentioned it, but it was from Western Australia, I think, and it was this company that are just booming. They're just booming. And the guy was talking to the media, and it's for oat milk and all these kinds of milks, this shit. Almond milk and oat milk and all this stuff. They're not promoting raw milk and promoting our farmers, you know, which what we you know, you should be having. They're promoting oat milk. What a load of shit. Who's going to drink that? But this guy had a warehouse, pallets and pallets to the roof of oat milk. They're training you. They're training people, and people can't see it. They're taking us away from milk. Normal milk, which is a fucking cruel industry, but we can't get it right because we're not allowed to. If I had my way, we would have biodynamic, organic, grass-fed family farms and milk, all, you know, hands-on, kids with the cows, that kind of thing. That's what we need. We need hands-on, you know, straight from farmer's gate to mouth sort of stuff. That's what we need in this country. We've got a massive country that's so huge, and we've got a small population. We need family farms everywhere. Everybody on the weekend, no matter where you live, should be driving around their areas, going to farm after farm after farm, buying fresh food and vegetables and meats and milk and stuff like that, and butter, and showing the kids how everything's done, how the farmers do it, how they look after their livestock and their chickens, and how the eggs are done. And kids should go in there and do that. And learn all about it. This is how we feed ourselves, but this is how we look after the environment around us. And we look after our animals in the best way that we can. But no, they're going to make everybody, bring everybody onto this fucking crap. Oats milk and what is it? Almond milk that causes like stomach pains and stomach bleeding and all of this stuff and terrible health in children. But people can't see that is engineering you. It's slowly weaning people onto the cockroach milk and the bug milk. They're going to make all sorts of milks out of bugs. It's coming. It's coming. They're going to ground up all the difference. They're going to grow billions and billions of insects, and they're going to make bread out of it, and they're going to make cereal out of it. It's going to be the new wheat. It's going to be the new grains. There won't be any more grains. It's going to be bugs. While people like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and all these people live in the lap of luxury and have servants and fly around on planes and luxury cars and have holidays and holiday homes and eat organic and biodynamic produce and take homeopathics and herbal medicine. That's just the truth. And laugh at our stupid asses. That's what they're doing. Imagine in their boardrooms, they're just laughing their asses off. If we can get these fucking retarded monkeys to wear masks and do all this COVID stuff, then they will eat worms and bugs and all sorts of things. And what did I say last year on how many podcasts? Once we start eating bugs, then they'll get us to eat shit. They'll put shit in the water. They're already doing it. They'll make us shovel up our own shit and eat it with masks on, with jabs and needles sticking out of our arms, on our bended knees, crooked and corrupted, and then just plop into a grave. And they'll do it. What the hell is wrong with humanity? What the hell is wrong with people? Not us, not me, not you. I'm just saying. Just saying. These people will eat a bowl full of bugs. They will. They will. They will. I'm telling. If they're told to, they will do it. They just lost it. And the thing is, I know people around me, and I am having conversations with people who are waiting for their fourth COVID booster, and they're sick. Now, what does that tell you? But at least, I guess, with this, but I don't know what to tell people. Yeah, okay, look, people in Australia, look, they're not really buying the third and fourth boosters, but look, you had one and two, right? I don't really know what to tell you. I don't know really. Look, I'm going to switch to this, and I don't have the article on me. I don't have it. It's a paid article from the Sydney Morning Herald. Anyway, this is about Operation COVID Shield. What a fucking scam. And it's ended. It's ended. As the booster rates fall, the Albanese government has quietly round up the Operation COVID Shield with the bald-headed general that I told you about, that we're all tracking. The vaccination program, the military, brass military general that Scott Morrison brought in last year that was on TV. They've rounded it up. It's finished. They've taken it down, just like the Anastasia Palaszczuk's wellness camp to house all the unvaccinated. We were told that's gone as well. What's that going to be? Maybe coat hangers for the airport industry. I don't know. But that's gone as well. See? That the wellness camp, Anastasia Palaszczuk's wellness camp, the hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayers' money that she built that place to house people that have COVID, and that people were thinking around the world that they're going to put us there, it's gone. It's finished. It's packed up. It's finished. And the company that built it, they're basically got to do something else with it. Now this. So Operation COVID Shield was about killing elderly people in nursing homes all over the country as quickly as possible. Get rid of them. Jabs in arms. Boom. If they don't want it, go in there when they're asleep, drug them up with morphine and jab them in the fucking arm and get rid of them. Gone. We don't want them anymore. They're out of the picture. They're not part of the Great Reset. Gone. That was Operation COVID Shield. Operation COVID Shield came in last year, scared the hell out of everybody. We had military generals on national TV telling you, we're going to come around, we're going to jab you. And everyone got scared, and now it's all gone. So the Operation COVID Shield coordinator, Lieutenant General John Fruin, said the government has advised him that the Operation COVID Shield will cease to exist on August the 1st. So, 6 days ago, folks, it's gone. It's gone. Operation COVID Shield. How many times did I talk about that here? Military involved on our streets. The military were on our streets. The army. Choppers over the head, everything. People still can't see that this was a bluff to get those pricks in your arm, to get you to take a bite of the poison apple. I don't give a fuck if you've had three or four shots. That's in my book. I think once you've had even one, isn't that unbelievable? As I said, that's a paid subscriber article. I can't read the rest, but Operation COVID Shield, down the toilet, it's gone. So how long did that last? Barely a year. And why did they do that? Why did they bring in the Australian military and a lieutenant to oversee this? Why couldn't the government and just local authorities do it? Why did they need these people, a lieutenant? If you saw this guy, I don't know if I did originally play his video, the clip where he on live television, he basically said that if you get those jabs, it's going to be far worse. Remember that one? that what you're going to suffer is going to be far, far worse if you know, that if he didn't get it. I think I've still got that video somewhere. Incredible. You look at this guy, he didn't give a shit about anyone. His tunnel vision, black and white. He didn't care. He didn't care. This guy had an operation to do, and he was used to do it, and now he's gone. That should deeply concern and worry every single Australian person, by the way. that was done. That they even attempted that. You look at this pure, putrid fucking evil that they dug up from the bowels of hell with this guy and what they did and these state of emergency laws. Yeah? You think that they can't do that again whenever they want to? You think that all this has just gone away and that's it? That this is the end? That they went through all of this over the last nearly 2 years and that now you just, everything goes back to normal? I don't think so. Do not take your eyes off this. Be prepared, folks. Be prepared. This is not it. But there you go. Unbelievable. That went up the other day anyway, and that's the only one I could save. There's probably more out. Operation COVID Shield is dead. See, they got enough, obviously, because, you know, I'm thinking, as I've said on previous shows, you know, if they didn't have enough people jabbed, they'd be still doing it. They wouldn't be rolling all this back. I tend to agree with the statistics. I know a lot of people wouldn't agree with me there, but why would they be rolling it back then? If they're telling us that, you know, if they're giving us statistics on how many people are jabbed and that's fake because they want more people to get them, then they wouldn't be rolling all this back. It just, it tells me that they've got their numbers, that the, they've reached their set targets. That's all. I may be wrong, but it's just weird. Let's move on here, folks. What have we got here as we move through tonight? One of the Krasfiles members put this up in the chat room. I suggest you get into the Krasfiles chat room and have a look at all the links going up there. Have a read and post away. If you don't have a Twitter or Facebook account, and that's not my program, this is the one that's in there, you can sign in using that. But if you don't, just sign in as a guest user. It just says guest user. Click that and then just put your name. Doesn't matter what you put your... It's got nothing to do with you being logged into the website. Just put whatever you want. Uncle Tom. Whatever. And post away and say hi and leave any links that you want to. Also, I'll say this for listeners. I'm trying to concentrate a lot more this year, again, on getting interesting Australian guests on, because if they can come on in the weeknights with me, like now, because it's a good time with me, and this is where I kind of go live, and I do it. Not live, but this is when I'm on, and the podcast goes straight up. If you yourself as a listener want to come on with me and have a chat about something that you feel is important to you, or you want to cover anything, let me know and we'll set it up. If you know of any interesting people in Australia writing books or going through anything that you feel will match with what we're doing here, please let me know and their details if you can, and I'll contact them, because I'm trying to reach out to more Australian guests, because it's easy, it's not complicated, and I want to reach out to as many as I can so we can get the conversation going, and it's going to make great for great content. If you're reading any books or any material or any websites, please just email me or comment on the podcast there that I put up, the Nightwatch ones, and just leave me any links or give me any details to anyone you might want me to reach out to and chat with, and I will do that immediately to try and get them on as we speed up here. That's perfectly fine. And if any of the Krasfiles listeners want to jump on any night, let me know and I'll grab you and we can come on. That's fine. That's all good. We're all about conversations, getting the conversations moving and sharing ideas and, you know, just keeping this fire going. I don't want to come on here every once a week or once every 2 weeks and just chat away. I'm doing this a lot. You know, it's I'm doing it a lot. And that's partly down to my craziness in a good way. I'm nuts, but in a good way. And there's always something to cover. And if I'm not on with someone, I'll fucking get up here and just go over whatever. You know, because there's always things to talk about. I may be right, I may be wrong, I may be in between. Who cares? I'm talking. You know, and I'm having a go. I'm having a go. Anyway, going back to the article from LifeSite News, thanks, Cuddy. You are awesome, putting up so much great info. Love your brother, and thanks for all your great emails and support. Can't do it without you. You're awesome, and you're a great researcher, and you're always finding all these amazing things, so keep them coming. This one is government database reveals 10,000% increase in cancer reports due to COVID vaccines. So researcher Brian Shilhavy compared Vaya's reports of cancer after COVID vaccine or jab injections over the last 20 months with the same query of all FDA-approved vaccines throughout the last 30 years. My God. Oh my goodness. A researcher who queried the Centers for Disease Control CDC vaccine adverse events reporting system discovered a 10,661.4% increase in cancer reports as a result of experimental COVID-19 gene-based vaccines as compared with all FDA-approved vaccines over the last 30 years, folks. Brian Shilhavy, who is the author of Health Impact News. You know, I do follow that and I post their stuff. I don't know what you think about Brian himself, but some people are a little bit here and there. I don't know, but I tend to think he's a pretty great researcher. It's a pretty good, damn good website, I've got to say, and I do post a bit of the stuff. But he does track all this, I've got to say, over the years of following it. Like footsteps in the search for providing links to documentation of this various findings, having first queried the cases of the most common cancers that had been reported following COVID-19 vaccines, he found that 837 cases of the cancer included 88 deaths and over 60 permanent disabilities and 104 life-threatening events. He emphasized that even these numbers were not exhaustive, and I think it's worse, and the Vaya's database could not handle the larger search for all cancers listed in the Vaya's under this category of COVID inoculations. So using the exact same search term for cancer, he wrote, I then searched all FDA-approved vaccines for the previous 30 years and found only 140 cases of cancer reported. That result is for 360 months, 30 years, whereas the 837 cases following the experimental COVID-19 vaccines were reported in just 20 months since the rollout of the COVID-19 shots, beginning in December of 2020. This is an increase of 10,661.4%. His organization is located in Texas, also made note of the significant number of the cancer cases in the database that were young people from age 12 up through many young adults in their 20s. Last October, a Swedish lab study found that the spike protein associated with COVID-19 illness and its experimental vaccines or jabs enters the nucleus of the cells and significantly interferes with the DNA damage repair functions, compromising a person's adaptive immunity and perhaps encouraging the formation of cancer cells, which is really just, you're just being made sick. In March 21, board certified pathologist Dr. Ryan Cole reported that he was seeing a massive uptick in various autoimmune diseases and cancers in patients who have been COVID vaccinated. I saved something here from that was put up on Telegram, maybe came from Twitter. See if I can blow that up. Definitely from Twitter, I think. Yeah. From Farm Girl Rebel. I have been working 911 for over 30 years. I haven't seen this many working age people or younger found dead in their homes and apartments having cardiac and stroke events in my lifetime. Since January the 1st in the laboratory, I'm seeing a 20 times increase in endometrial cancers over what I see on an annual basis. And he said, in regards to overall adaptive immunity, Cole describes post-vaccine, what we are seeing is a drop in your killer T cells that keep all other viruses in check. They're not viruses, leaving the patient susceptible to a variety of illnesses. Well, you're being poisoned. So we're getting a spike in diseases and sickness, disease of the nervous system, cancer, hypertension, high blood pressure, heart attacks, myocarditis, pericarditis, miscarriages, all of this. We're being poisoned. That's what it is. Thousands report developing abnormal tumors following the COVID shots. And also the media and governments are still lying to cover it up. An Idaho doctor reports a 20 times increase of cancer in vaccinated patients. So that's just some of the info there. Unbelievable, isn't it, folks? Boy. Don't get those jabs, man. God. This one came up from Yahoo News Australia today, or yesterday. Sunday the 7th. This is just one of their bullshit crap things that come up that just popped up in front of me. People vaccinated against COVID share a common symptom after testing positive. While it may be widely known that common symptoms of COVID include fatigue and sore throat and headaches, there is also another widespread symptom being cited among sufferers. Hang on. Are you telling me in the mainstream media in Australia today that the common symptoms of COVID is fatigue and sore throat and a headache? Because what I'm looking at is completely different. I'm looking at massive heart attacks and heart failure and problems associated with the heart if you have a shower or you do the gardening and all sorts of things that you're basically going to die. But now the articles are telling me it's just a sore throat and a headache. Ah, so COVID includes a fatigue and a sore throat and a headache. But there might be other widespread symptoms. See what they're doing? So COVID-19 basic symptoms are fatigue, a sore throat and a headache, but there might be other widespread symptoms being cited among sufferers. It goes on forever. But don't worry, because the original COVID-19, which is fake, is really nothing more than a headache and a sore throat. But after you get the inoculations, you're going to get beep, 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 like a fax machine that never turns off. So according to this data gathered by Zoe, a health study app, Oh, God, help me. My head hurts. Oh, God. Diarrhea. Diarrhea is a common symptom of COVID for vaccinated Britons. So data is showing that there was a huge increase in people reporting symptoms in 2022, which means their gut health is being destroyed. And some of this was related to the Omicron variant of COVID-19, which is fake. But don't worry, the app, it's an app. It pointed that it's just a wave of tummy bugs going around. Tummy bugs. And that's what the app's telling us. It's an app. The team who created the app, who know nothing about health, who are not doctors or have any background whatsoever in health, they're basically a bunch of fuckwits who created an app, right? They're telling you, they're giving you health advice. This is the team that created the app, are saying that you have diarrhea because it's just the virus. Can you believe this? So people in the UK are reporting severe diarrhea after getting the injections. And they're telling you, stay hydrated, get our apps, and there's just a little bit of a tummy bug going around. Get some rest and eat some food if you feel you're able to. Don't worry, because diarrhea is a common symptom of COVID. As well as loss of smell and taste and hearing and all of this and heart attacks and all of that. Isn't it unbelievable how they con people? Isn't it just incredible what they're doing? Here's one. This is going back to the bugs. They will eat the bugs while we eat organic meat and have servants and fly around the world and live in the lap of luxury and laugh at you. You're going to eat bugs. Look at this from Science Alert. Someone put this up on the Telegram channel as well. Scientists, and I was talking about this years ago on the podcast, scientists think cockroach milk could be the next superfood. And we wish we were kidding. So an international team of scientists, again into fantasy land here, folks. An international team of scientists. This is like watching an old James Bond movie, you know. They've got the Bunsen burner and the lab coats, you know. I mean, the scientists are there and they're in their labs and they're cooking up things and they're twitching their moustaches and they've got the goggles on. The scientists are back, folks. And they're working in their laboratories for you. And it's international. It's not just in one country. It's international and it's a team. And it's a team of scientists in their lab coats. And they're working day and night. They don't sleep. They don't sleep. The Bunsen burners do not get turned off. It's constantly on. And they're in there, you know, they've got concoctions and they're pouring it in here and pouring it in there and things are going off and there's colors and stuff and there's the beep, 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 and there's computers and there's graphs and there's things being spat out of here and there and there's all sorts of things going on. Anyway, the international team of scientists, they sequenced a protein crystal located in the mid-gut of cockroaches. And it's more than four times as nutritious as cow's milk. And the researchers, they think it could be the key to feeding our growing population in the future. They're trying to make you think that that people cover the entire planet. That so if you go up and you look down at the planet, it's just covered with people like an ant's nest, when most of the planet is uninhabited. But they want you to believe that the whole planet is just full and it's overflowing and people are starting to spill out the sides. Look how big Australia is and there's no one here. you know, but don't worry, we're filling it up. It's just full. If you go up and you have a look at Australia, that we're bursting out the seams and we need to drink cockroach milk because we just don't have enough resources. You know what I mean? So although the most cockroaches don't actually produce milk, so Diploptera punctate, which is the only known cockroach to give birth to live young, has been known to pump out a type of milk containing protein crystals to feed its babies. Maybe Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, they milk the teats of cockroaches in their coffins at night. You know, and it spurts in their mouth, and it gets them off while they rub the genitals. You know, and they got the cockroaches in there. They're rubbing the cockroach titties, the little titties. Ooh, yeah, I'm getting the milk out of the titties. It's going to spurt all over me. How sexy. It's just fascinating, folks, isn't it? That we can get milk from insects. Hey, you know, I know when I find a cockroach in my kitchen at night and I crush it, all that cream comes out of the back of its neck. Oh, give me some cream. Who needs fresh cream anymore? We can just squeeze cockroach cream all over our cereal. Wonderful. It's just, you know what? It's fascinating, the researchers. They're fascinated. In their lab coats with their Bunsen burners, and they're all standing around with their goggles on and they're all foggy and they're like, I'm fascinating, and they're holding their chins. Oh, this is amazing. And the protein crystals contain more than three times the amount of energy found in the equivalent of amount of buffalo milk. Clearly milking a cockroach is normal, and you know, it's not going to be very fashionable, I understand that. But the international team of scientists, headed by researchers and experts from the Institute of Stem Cell Biology and Regenerative Medicine in India, they've decided to sequence the genes responsible for producing milk, protein crystals, to see if they could somehow replicate them in a lab. And the crystals are like a complete food. It's perfect. It's perfect for you. They have proteins and fats and sugars and everything. If you look into the protein sequences, they have all essential amino acids, said this doctor that no one's ever heard of. One of the team in an interview, he said that as well. And he's from India. We don't know who he is or anything about him. And this was back in 2016. Did you miss it? I did as well. But don't worry, because cockroaches have all the essential food groups that all of us need. You don't need your meat and potatoes and your milk and your eggs and your honey and your butter and your vegetables and anything anymore. Toss it all in the bin, folks. Throw it away. You don't need that anymore. Chuck it away. You don't need your sandwiches and things at lunch anymore and your cereals and your dinners. You don't need to cook on the barbecue anymore. It's all gone. Yeah? All you need to do is just munch on cockroaches. It's going to give you all the necessary amino acids and minerals and vitamins and proteins and complete sugars and fats and carbohydrates or whatever it may be, all in one juicy bite. Because a doctor we've never heard of told the Times of India back in 2016. It's real. And it's also a rich source of calories and nutrients. It's got just as much protein as milk, said Subramanian Ramaswamy. He led the project, people. I just wanted you to know that. Subramanian Ramaswamy, he led this project about us eating cockroaches back in 2016. Did you want to know that? I didn't. If you're struggling to get calories into your day, then you need some, just throw some cockroaches in a blender and boom, zing it up and scull it down. You're done. Who needs eggs? It's the perfect protein, and it's not perfect. It's a fantastic protein supplement, said Ramaswamy. So isn't this unbelievable, folks? I'm so excited to read that story. You know what? I've got a lot of cockroaches around. I'm sure there'll be a lot this summer. I'm going to start catching them and putting them in the blender in the morning, zing them up, and boom, yum. Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be a little bit crunchy, but it's going to be fantastic, and I'm going to do it for Klaus Schwab. I want to do it for Klaus. I love you, Klaus. You know what I mean? And I want to save the earth by eating cockroaches. You know what I mean? I want to squeeze that milk and cream out of them onto the end of my tongue. Yum. Thank you. I love you, Bill. I don't care that you eat lavish dinners every night and live in the lap of luxury and fly around the world and drive fancy cars and everything. I don't care. I want my cockroach milk. Look at this. Just before I finish up tonight. Incredible. I found this the other day and I kind of left it. And then, this became so popular. It went all over the internet and all over the world. And I think that's fantastic. And I shared lots of videos on Twitter and everywhere. Justin Trudeau in Canada. He's left Canada for a 2-week tropical vacation in Costa Rica. Did you see this? Justin Trudeau is taking 2 weeks off in Costa Rica. The Canadian Prime Minister, he's had a rough time, and he's meeting too many protesters at everywhere that he goes, and they all hate him, and his approval ratings are dropping, so he needs a holiday. So there's nothing but rain in Canada for a few weeks, evidently. So Trudeau, he wants a tropical vacation from the people in the place of Canada. And the last time Trudeau traveled to this Costa Rican paradise was back in 2019, when the multi-millionaire prime minister charged taxpayers $57,000 in vacation-related costs. Until the 2-week bender is concluded, it is unclear how much money he will spend on himself and his little shitty kids and his stupid wife over there, and on his personal enjoyment. The family will travel from Ottawa on a Royal Canadian Air Force jet in complete luxury while we're all getting ready to eat cockroaches and have cockroach cream and avoiding the chaos of the airports, which is just too much for poor Justin, which was recently rated the worst airport on the planet, thanks to Trudeau. This is in Canada, as he turns some Canada into a shithole and destroys the whole place and flushes it down the toilet. So the Prime Minister's office says that they are confident that Mr. Trudeau will have a great trip. and he's going to take a private flight to his luxury villa in the over there in the Caribbean, isn't it? So that's going to be wonderful. I look forward to that. I hope he has a wonderful trip. This from the Counter Signal as well. Justin Trudeau flew over 26,000 kilometres in July while lecturing Canadians about climate change. Isn't this wonderful, folks? So according to the National Post, Brian Passifume, data collected from online flight tracker website show that Justin Trudeau spent all but 11 days of the July abroad Canforce 1, flying a total of 26,238 kilometres across 20 flights, all within Canada. Of this ridiculous total, 5,500 kilometres came from Trudeau's trip to the Calgary Stampede, staying for less than 6 hours for a photo op. As noted by Passifium, Trudeau's July flight distance surpasses the distance flown between June 1 and August 31st last year, which includes a trip to Europe for the G7 summit in absolute luxury and a trip to the NATO summit in absolute luxury in Belgium. However, Trudeau may surpass his new record as he kicked off August with a family vacation to the beautiful Costa Rica in Central America in absolute luxury. He'll be having lobster and Chardonnay and sitting in the hammock and swimming in tropical waters. Well, as I said, we're all getting ready to milk cockroaches for our morning breakfast. However, Trudeau, well, this comes at a time when Trudeau is planning to move forward with an emissions reduction policy that will see nitrous oxide emissions from fertilizer cut by 30%. This will result in significantly less fertilizer and consequently lower yields and destroy farming industries and families all around the country. And all of this is being done in the name of saving the planet from climate change. So they're going to destroy half of Canada's growing industry and families doing it, and they're going to ruin your lives while he has tropical holidays and lives in the lap of luxury. Moreover, as reported by Reuters, just 15 days ago, Trudeau launched consultations on an oil and gas emissions cap that will further damage Canada's economy. The emissions cap will be a critical test for the federal government and a defining moment for the Prime Minister's legacy on climate change, said Trudeau's National Climate Program Manager at Environmental Defence. In a statement. And of course, the emissions cap won't affect the wallet of the renowned jet setter Justin Trudeau, who might just take another vacation to celebrate his legacy he's creating. And people take it. Don't ask me why, but unbelievable times, isn't it? Incredible times, folks. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable what's going on, isn't it? It's absolutely incredible. I can't believe it. I just can't believe what I'm seeing and reading. It is incredible. And, you know, we're not going to do any of this. We're going to be aware of it. We've got to stay ahead of the beast, and we've got to expose all this. Get it to everyone that you can. Please try to talk to people and make them understand what these people are doing. I mean, look, if you're wearing masks and you're wearing, you know, and you're following these COVID, not us, I'm just saying, if people are around, if they're wearing masks and they're still following the COVID restrictions, you're doing it because of these people. These people are living in the lap of luxury. They're having tropical holidays. They're eating the best food on the planet, and they're laughing at you. They're laughing their guts off at you. You are pathetic. And they're just, what can I say? Well, these people, they're unbelievable. Why the fucking hell would they be doing this? And they're still out there today. I don't know what to say to them, but it's not us. We're not going to do it. And we're on the right path, and we're aware of these disgusting creatures. And you know what? They're filthy and they're disgusting. And let them have their luxury holidays in Costa Rica and do all this to people, because they're going straight to hell. And that's the way. Their souls are rotten. These people are filthy. They're the scum of the earth. And and as I said, things are just going to get more insane. And you know, it's going to take everybody on this planet to stand up together and blow up and just explode to get this done, because it's not going to stop. It's going to get more cartoonish. Crazy, eh? Anyway, folks, I'll be back again soon. Take care. Thanks for listening. Send me an email. You might want to comment on the podcast. Let us know what you think. Stay on deck. Thank you so much for your support. Great to be here with you guys, and great chatting with you as we move forward into 2022. Wow, unbelievable times, huh? Things are moving at an unbelievable and rapid pace. It's just, I can't possibly keep up with it. It is just, it is so fast. But we stay positive, folks, and we stay interconnected, keep getting as many people as you can on board, and let them know what's going on. Let them know about the website, you know. Let them know what we're doing here. And, you know, I need some more members so I can do this more. It's absolutely fantastic to have members. I can't do it without them. And it's great to come in here any night that I want to and talk about whatever the fuck I want to, you know. That's absolutely great. So you guys are awesome, and we will be back again soon. Just keep on the website, keep it active, and keep checking in. Take care, folks.